Welcome to day 113 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host, and I'm happy to have you continuing with me in the Word of God. Today we will read from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapters 1 and 2. We will begin this book and go back and forth between the Psalms and also 2 Samuel as we try to weave together the events of history of the Israelites and the events that occurred through the kingdom of David that we have been reading about in the book of 2 Samuel. The author of 1 Chronicles is most likely Ezra, who was a priest and a scribe during the time of the exile in Babylon and then the return of the exiles back to Israel. No doubt there were other contributors to the record that we have here in 1 Chronicles, as it was the duty of the scribes to record what transpired among the Jewish people and during the different kings' reigns. 1 Chronicles starts with the genealogy from Adam and takes us up to David's genealogy. And it was important for the Jewish people who are coming out of exile in Babylon to be aware of their own history and also of the faithfulness of God that he had demonstrated to his people as he had promised in his word. It was to be both an encouragement to continue to serve and honor God, and also an exhortation to not forget the failures of the past, where the people of Israel had strayed from God, which had led them into Babylonian exile and captivity, and a strong word to not repeat the sins of their forefathers. So today we will hear of the genealogy from Adam through Abraham, Jacob, and then the genealogy of David. And as you listen to this genealogy, consider this, that God knows every person on the earth. God knows the history of each and every individual and family. He knows the family that you were descended from. And maybe you are not happy with your history, and yet the genealogy of the children of Israel can speak to us that God can take someone who perhaps their father or forefathers were not faithful to God, but a new person can come along in that genealogy, turn their heart to God, and then begin to follow after the Lord and be used by God in a mighty way. So as you listen to that, consider that God knows your name, God knows your history, and he wants to write a divine destiny for you as he did for the people of Israel. So beginning today at 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 1. Genealogy from Adam. Verse 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Diphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteca. And the sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. Mizraim became the father of the people of Lud, Anam, Lehab, Naphtu, Pathrus, Kaslu, from which the Philistines came, and Kaphtor. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebaoth, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemah. These were the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine whom she bore, were Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. And the sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanak, Abida, and Eldaha. All these were the sons of Keturah. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishon. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Homam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal were Alian, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. And the sons of Zibeon were Aya and Anah. The son of Anah was Dishon. And the sons of Dishon were Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Cheran. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Za'avan, Ja'akan. The sons of Dishon were Uz and Aran. Now these are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king of the sons of Israel reigned. Bela was the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, became king in his place. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites became king in his place. When Husham died, Hadad, the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the field of Moab, became king in his place, and the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samlah of Masrekah became king in his place. When Samlah died, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river became king in his place. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, became king in his place. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad became king in his place, and the name of his city was Pai, and his wife's name was Mehetabal, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mizahab. Then Hadad died. Now the chiefs of Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Jetheth, Chief Oholibamah, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kinaz, Chief Timan, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, Chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. Chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah were Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by Bathshua the Canaanitess. And Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so he put him to death. Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Kalkol, and Dara, five of them in all. The son of Carmi was Acher, the troubler of Israel, who violated the ban. The son of Ethan was Azariah. Now the sons of Hezron, who were born to him, were Jerahmeel, Ram, and Chelubai. Ram became the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, leader of the sons of Judah. Nahshon became the father of Salma. Salma became the father of Boaz. Boaz became the father of Obed, and Obed became the father of Jesse. And Jesse became the father of Eliab, his firstborn, then Abinadab the second, Shemaiah the third, Nethanel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh. And their sisters were Zeruai and Abigail. And the three sons of Zeruiah were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Now Caleb, the son of Hezron, had sons by Azubah, his wife, and by Jerioth, and these were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur became the father of Uri, and Uri became the father of Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron went into the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. Segub became the father of Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took the towns of Jair from them, with Kenath and its villages, even 60 cities. All these were the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron in Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, Hezron's wife, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. Now the sons of Jerahmeel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram the firstborn, then Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel had another wife whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam were Shemaiah and Jada. The sons of Shemaiah were Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Apaim. And Seled died without sons. The son of Apaim was Ishi. The son of Ishi was Shishan. The son of Shishan was Alai. The sons of Jada, the brother of Shemaiah, were Jether and Jonathan. And Jether died without sons. The sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zaza. These were the sons of Jerahmeel. Now Shishan had no sons, only daughters. And Shishan had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jarha. Shishan gave his daughter to Jarha, his servant, in marriage, and she bore him Attai. Attai became the father of Nathan, and Nathan became the father of Zabad. And Zabad became the father of Ephlal, and Ephlal became the father of Obed. And Obed became the father of Jehu, and Jehu became the father of Azariah, and Azariah became the father of Helez, and Helez became the father of Eliasha, and Eliasa became the father of Sismai, and Sismai became the father of Shallum, and Shallum became the father of Jechamiah, and Jechamiah became the father of Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, were Mesha his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and his son was Mereshah, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah and Tappua and Rechem and Shema. Shema became the father of Raham, the father of Jorkiam, and Rechem became the father of Shemaiah. The son of Shemaiah was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-Zur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Gaziz. And Haran became the father of Gaziz. The sons of Jadai were Regem, Jotham, Geshan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Shaaph, the father of Madmana, Shiva, the father of Machbina, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the sons of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, were Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haref, the father of Beth-Gadar. And Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, had sons. Haroeh, half of the Manahathites, and the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorathites and the Eshtoelites. The sons of Salma were Bethlehem and the Netophathites, Atroth, Beth-Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites. The families of scribes who lived at Jabez were the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. Those are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. This is the end of today's scripture reading. Before we move on to today's devotional, I wanted to let you know about some other free resources available to you from Hidden with Christ Ministries. We have a weekly teaching called Word for Wednesday, available on video through YouTube, or as an audio podcast available on all the major podcasting platforms. Just type in Word for Wednesday, Rita Langland, on YouTube or on your favorite podcast channel, or you can visit our website at hiddenwithchrist.org to find a library of hundreds of Bible teachings by yours truly, Rita Langland. And now let's continue with today's devotional. In today's Bible passages, we heard the genealogy that started from Adam all the way through David. But there is one name that I want to pull out of this genealogy and talk about with you today. And it is the name that's found in 1 Chronicles, verse 10, of Nimrod. In 1 Chronicles 1:10, it says, Cush became the father of Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. Now, if you just heard that expression, a mighty one in the earth, it sounds like he was perhaps a great leader. Well, he was indeed a leader, and great in the sense of powerful, but Nimrod's history wasn't one that was in line with God or God's plan. Back in Genesis chapter 10, Nimrod is mentioned here in verses 8 and 9. It says, Now Cush became the father of Nimrod. He became a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. Now, again, if you just heard those words, it sounds very positive to us in English. But if you dig deeper and look at the Hebrew words that were translated mighty, it's actually a word that can mean powerful, warrior, or tyrant. And that same word in the Hebrew was used in Genesis 6, verse 4, that when referring to some powerful giants that were renowned for their wickedness. Josephus, who was the great Jewish historian, in discussing Nimrod, refers to him as a leader of men, but in the type of leader that was like a tyrant or a despot, one who was able to gather men to himself, and he encouraged those men to not ascribe their happiness or blessings in life to God, but instead to him. So we're talking about someone who rose up and essentially started, as far as biblical history is concerned, the first kingdom. He was a mighty leader, but he was a leader that began a new false religion that directly opposed God. The expression, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord, was literally meaning that what he did was in the presence of God and in open defiance of God, because he was a hunter of men and oppressing men. Josephus also attributes to Nimrod the building of the Tower of Babel. So we know that if that is the case, that Nimrod was the architect, builder, encourager of the building of the Tower of Babel that was designed to showcase the strength of man, that it could be built all the way to heaven and no one could stop them. And in fact, it got the attention of God, so that God came down and confused the languages of people who were at that point in history all speaking the same language. According to Genesis chapter 11, God himself saw this project to be one of open rebellion to God himself and a direct response to Nimrod's leadership to not attribute anything to God, but only to their own human strength and ability. The name Nimrod actually means rebellion, or we will rebel. And to me, Nimrod represents the spirit behind all things, even in our day today, that push people to try to achieve things in their own strength with no acknowledgement of God, no calling upon God, no gratitude to God, but deifying themselves as their own master and architect of their own destiny, which is an open rebellion against the Lord, just like we see in the life of Nimrod. It's interesting to consider that of all of the genealogy that we were hearing of Nimrod's ancestors, suddenly, along comes one man who stands out in his family line, but not for good, but instead for evil. Not as a person who's going to follow after God wholeheartedly, but instead as somebody who's going to rebel against God wholeheartedly and lead others astray as well, which is what we see in the case of Nimrod. We all have a choice in our lives. We can establish a new lineage, so to speak, of following God, even if all of your ancestors never followed God or knew God, or if they were perhaps just religious people, people who went to church, but there was no relationship between themselves and God. And so knowing God or knowing about God had no impact on their everyday life or the course of their choices in life. We can be a person that stands out in our generational genealogy as someone who follows hard after God, instead of someone like Nimrod who runs far from God and leads others in that same path. I think it's fascinating that Nimrod's name means rebellion, or we shall rebel, and it really speaks about what he brought into his family line. I believe you're listening to My Everyday Bible because you desire to be a person who stands out in your generation as someone who pursues the Lord with all of your heart. And that can certainly be the case as you ask God to direct your life, pursue His word for direction and counsel, seek to obey and follow the Lord, and teach your children the same. And then your generation can be one that's the antithesis of Nimrod's generation. Not we shall rebel, but we shall follow the Lord. May the Lord bless you and guide you as you make a mark in your generational history as a person and a family that pursues the Lord and teaches others to do the same. God bless you, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow for day 114 of My Everyday Bible. If you have enjoyed My Everyday Bible, please share it with others. It's our heart to get the Word of God out around the world. If you'd like to help us continue this work, you can make a donation through this app or on our website at myeverydaybible.com. You can also mail a check to Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia 24551. And don't forget to check out our free library of Bible teachings at hiddenwithchrist.org. We believe you will be blessed because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.